What's up, guys?
Did you stay in the huddle before that last drive started?
Say what?
Did you stay in the huddle before that last drive started?
I don't remember, man. There's a lot I don't remember. I'm still swimming, with a lot of emotions. But, it's probably along the lines of, hey, let's give it a chance. I mean, we needed a big chunk. We still had a timeout. And we knew there was still a possibility, still some hope. But I think that, just said, to, hey, let's just get a chunk or two and let's see what happens. Yeah, I was throwing the ball to Diggs on that play. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty, it was pretty well covered. I mean, it wasn't like, a normal, I don't know, I have to watch the film too. But I just saw a little bit of an opening and threw it. He jumped up, and y'all saw it. yeah, he's the deepest guy on that route. Yeah, I mean, we had a couple guys on the sideline there, and we were all trying to get out of bounds, and if he caught it, and he happened to not get out of bounds.
Seven heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you run that play not in that situation, do you think you're retaking the digs or do you have to throw it to him there because you just need to make a play at the end of the game, you have to give it a shot?
I don't know. I mean, it's I'm not gonna say I picked it out beforehand, but I mean, I knew that we needed a big chunk like that. We had Adam single on the other side, but they had a couple guys covering over there, and I mean, just try to give a guy a chance. I mean, no matter what, I don't know what the percentage was, but just try to give a guy a chance. And, he made an awesome play.
Did you have a clear view of after Diggs broke free from the
tackle?
If he did, then what something went through your mind?
I mean, I saw him go up, and I was like, oh, he's got a chance to catch it. He caught it. And I'm like, oh, he's got a chance to go out of bounds. Like, get out of bounds. And then he fell kind of back in bounds away from, I don't know, who was it? Was that 48 or 43? Then he almost fell over. And I mean, I couldn't believe what was happening. I really couldn't. it was awesome. There's no nerves at that point. I mean, we're fighting and clawing and scratching and just trying to get the ball down the field. Most of those guys have been running down the field, 2 minute mode. So they were all, just trying to get their breath back. And, I wouldn't say there's nerves at that point. You're doing everything you can to win the game.
Do you have a target yard line you're trying to give Kai a chance?
I mean, there's always, the 35, 30 that you try to get to. That's not something I was thinking about at the time. I was just trying to get as much yardage as we could and get out of bounds.
Mike mentioned that when you get to the line of scrimmage, you see the defense. Does that put you off at all in terms of where you're going to go, or was it more just the situation?
Yeah, I mean, there's pre-snap reads, and, based on that play, it was more of a progression. I just threw it, man, and he just caught it, and then he ran in the end zone. Yeah, it's at that point you're just reacting. I mean, when you're that tired, it's that late, and you're just fighting and clawing, like I said, it's a reaction. I mean, I remember being on the sideline, we were kind of over, looking over some last-minute plays, and, I was just like, well, let's just go react and play. Let's just go play. At that point, that's just a kid, throwing a football to another big kid, and he just runs and scores. No, I haven't thought of that. I still, like I said, there's I don't know if I can put it in perspective right now. My family's here. I'm just going to go enjoy the night and you know, get ready for conference championship on Sunday.
Number one was only one of a few times today where you really just put it up to guys and gave them a shot. Have you ever played in an offense where there's just this much innate trust in what you're doing?
I mean, I've got a lot of trust in those guys, and we all trust each other. There's a moment before the game today, I remember looking around. It was after one of us. We came back in, and the guys, you know, everybody's just kind of high-fiving, going around, just kind of getting locked in. And I remember thinking, like, this is a special group of guys. Like, this is such a special group of guys. Like, I've never been around a group like this before, from top to bottom. And really, like, that's not even counting what kind of football players they are. It's the type of guys they are. That's really cool. I mean, to do what we did today with them, I mean, I can't put words with that. To do what we did today in this building, I mean, how awesome was that atmosphere? I mean, I know I couldn't hear myself think when we were over there on the sideline. I mean, it was stinking loud. And those fans were incredible, man. Stayed to the end, stayed as long as they could. They're probably still in there trying to, you know, they're probably trying to kick them out. But, I mean, it was an awesome day. I mean, that's what I've done all year, you know, and that's what those guys have done all year, and asked, you know, that's what they asked me, like, hey, just give me a chance. And you know, I mean, there's a bunch of plays that I can look back that I mean, they made huge plays, and you never know what play is going to be when you look back, like, oh man, that play was huge, this play was huge. And you know, all those guys can make those plays. Yeah, that interception was that was a bonehead play by myself. But to come back and get a couple scoring drives was really nice. You know, I think Coach Shermer called a great game today, and you know, I think it was a good bounce back drive. Yeah. It's very, very magical, miraculous. I'm sure you guys will find lots of good words to name the play or whatever you guys are gonna do. But yeah, I mean, for us, we don't want to waste any opportunity. I mean, any opportunity that's given to us, especially this one. So. Yeah, does it put any more pressure on the future or, you know, this next game? No, this next game's big no matter what. So, you know, it's going to be a big game and, you know, against a good opponent.
That ability to play like that in that recess, that schoolyard style, does that make you maybe even a little bit more equipped for those types of end-game situations where sometimes you really do just got to put it out there and see what happens?
Yeah, sometimes you get in trouble too. I mean, that, you know, the play I threw the pick on, I was, you know, doing something I wasn't supposed to, you know. So, you know, there's a fine line that you know, you have to walk, you know, taking chances, giving guys chances, but also being smart with the football. And then just settling down and going through reads and making the plays that, you know, that are there to be made. Yeah. There's lots of moments today. I'm gonna have to make sure that I look back and remember a lot of those, because yeah, that was one. There's many today.
I'm sure you're familiar with the history of the franchise and how a lot of these moments tend to go the other ways. Stephon said he felt like this was a turning point. Did you any kind of feel on the significance of
it? I don't. I really don't. I mean, it's incredible. I still can't believe it. I guess I can believe it now. I believe it now. But, you know, I don't know. Lindsay, what you got?
You've been in lots of, you know, big pressure situations at other levels of football, and you said recently that you like to have the ball in your hands under high pressure situations. Is this pretty much the peak
so far. Got a few big games ahead. So, yeah, definitely so far. You know, and it was a special, it was a special end to a special game, that's for sure. Not anything noteworthy. Just said, hey, let's take a shot at this. You know, who knows? You never know. You never know.
Last couple.
You looked like you were channeling Jimmy Valvano out there and then bringing him to hug.
What was going through your mind when you're
like, I don't know, man. I mean, you guys know better words than I do to describe that type of moment, but just, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't at the time. I was looking for people to hug. And, I mean, linemen, I knew I wasn't going to get all the way to Dixie, but linemen, anybody that was close enough, just yelling and screaming at each other. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. No. You know, I mean, we got another game ahead of us, you know, and that's what the playoffs are about. But we're going to take this one step at a time. I mean, it gives you confidence, I think. I mean, like I said, being a kid growing up, I mean, that's what you do in the backyard. I mean, there's, you know, 30 seconds to go. You know, you're down by two, you know. Fourth quarter, playoffs. Drew Brees is a quarterback, you know, the other team. So that's what you dream about. So, I mean, I don't have the history that, you know, Vikings fan have around here. I know the history, but, you know, I'm just excited for all fans. I mean, for the Wills, for Coach Zimmer, Spielman, all those guys, and the fans especially. I'm so excited that they get to be a part of something like this, that the people that were here tonight get to be a part of something special. You know, I just think it's incredible, and it's incredible for anybody that you know, that's a Vikings fan.
Now that you have your first playoff experience under your belt and first playoff win, is there a calming effect now? Do you move forward with confidence and a little less anxiety?
You know, we move forward. You know, and we move forward with how we know how to, and. You know, that's playing our style of football. That's being smart with the ball. It's running the ball. It's scoring more points. And you know, for you know, to put it, try to put it in perspective. It's hard to do right now. You know, we're just going to try to keep moving forward. So, appreciate you guys.